Another required stop on the tour of the French Quarter for most is the Napoleon House, located right smack in the middle of the French Quarter. It's an amazing building, beautiful space, and it's got a lot of history to it. And they are famous for a drink called the Pimm's Cup.
It's basically lemonade with a splash of Pimm's, the British liqueur. Nothing all that ambitious, but it's very refreshing on a hot day. Check it out, if only because the interior of the Napoleon House, both the bar room and the back restaurant and the patio, are just magnificent. I mean, it's no art director in the world could have done a set as good as this as far as making history come to life. Classical music still playing on the record player. It's a time trip, and it's a lovely, lovely place.
It's a great way to really get a good sense of New Orleans as well, just because it does have this whole melange of all these different cultures. That it started out built by a guy named Nicholas Girard in the early 1800s, was the mayor of New Orleans. His brother's house was next door. He ended up being sold into an immigrant family, the Impastadas, and around 1900 they leased it for $20 a month. And a few years later, they bought it for $14,000. Had a grocery store, which evolved into a restaurant and bar. A lot of the patina inside, I believe, is from nicotine. I think this is not something, as Jeff was saying, it's got like a Hollywood quality to it, but it was not by design. It was just through years and years of history. So it's well worth going by, grabbing a seat at the bar or out in the courtyard. You can get a bite to eat and get some red beans or muffaletta and get a Pimm's Cup, because the Pimm's Cup has this like laser-like precision to take away the worst of a July or August afternoon.
By the way, the food there is quite good. They've got a very good muffaletta, second only to Central Grocery.
And while you're there, see if you can figure out why a drink that is associated with Wimbledon and high society in England has become a standard in New Orleans and what route that has come by. I'm not sure that anyone's quite figured that out. If you can figure that out, I'll buy your next Pimm's Cup.